Valentine by Abby Kopang. Dear makers of the machine, which, 4:30 a.m., she clasps, projects its blue light cartwheels of yellowfish dear to her palm, wall, pillow, my torso, a temporary illuminant of bronze kelp. Dear, she is unflinchingly tired and has raced the doctors and grandmas and won and is running in the circular blue night life, a dolphin on the ceiling spills, goldfishes fall. She opts. Rainfall. Ocean. Heartbeat. Dear maker of this sound product, had you ever intended the long-fingered all-night clasp of prehensile toes, fingers on high-wattage desirable neighbors' walls, or the sadness, feeble, of a rainforest memory, fusile in juvenile hearts? She's in a cave, in the bed, a combination of hours and nexts. I, too, wish for the light, singing machine, to press me a world other, embraceable. Your product is for good babies, babies with a weekly delay, fat-lipped, tear-swollen babies futuring in their parents' desires. I am nothing like your Valentine. Baby, darling, all night you watch the industrial circles of joyfish and have taken to placing them in surprising contexts. Projector on the slatted turnshade. Brown. The Natuzzi sofa. Brown. Shower tile. Water is the color of God. Oh, God. Dear maker of that machine. Disability is a tree decorated in Valentines and medical bills. It has placed the plum visage across the cranium walls that keep us dark and shaken them and shaken me. And we, the husband and I, ourselves another narrative. Written slowly to interject her story, only when she is breathing, stooling, or sleeping, and in her world these are rarely found rubies. He is snoozing, the husband, roiling, apropos a slighted system of inhalation, sadness, and return. Gifts to me, my world, each exhalation. We've made many beds about the house for sleep. We have made them as declarations, resistances, love notes to sleep. Each night we retreat, a martyr, a regularity. We sneak or heavy stone stagger to whichever area of suburban carpet will nestle our need to leave this. Which is beautiful, uncharted, and ergo frightening. Frightened and angry at doctors who do and do not do. A continual relation to devotion to the next specialist. Little circles of light, all Emersonian, expanding us, all bed, bath, and way. Beyond, has anyone ever drowned in light or love or development of a light illuminant? Dear, there's an inner light for certain and an outer coat reflective. But also, there's a like and unlike child. And between them, I believe, shades of child and my child.